crack, brew crack, zippa dooba dooba, brew crack.
All right, so so Strada was obviously a new hop to the UK last year with any meaningful volume. What was it about Strada that made you want to latch on to it as a core hop that you guys call on a lot?
Yeah, so I think it was kind of a coincidence originally. I remember doing some independent research and kind of stumbling across indie hops and Meridian and Strata, and then, yeah, you know, yourself, Loughran, managed to allow us to use some. And we were just blown away, pretty much straight away. That kind of combination of dank, ganja, and but real deep fruit, tropical fruitiness in there as well. It's got a good mix of stuff going on. It's like several varieties rolled up into one, I'd say.
So have you been able, it's obviously a hop that's got a diverse flavor profile.
Yeah.
With the dank, the fruit, a little bit of pine.
Yeah.
Have you found that in different brewing applications, you're able to accentuate one spectrum or another, or are there different ways that it expresses?
I don't think I've really approached it quite like that. It's more, obviously it marries up very well with a hop like Citra. It bounces off that, so we produce an IPA 20 watt moon and we do a double IPA 40 watt moon that's just 50-50 split across the two. I'm just trying to think if we've done a single hop. Yeah, I don't think we've done that, which makes me think we should.
Thank you. Yeah.
we've got loads of single hop dippers happening next week, so we might do a single hop Strata.
Yeah.
But it's got a certain spikiness to it, I think, is a descriptor I'm going to use.
Explain spiky.
Yeah, how can I explain what spiky is? It's like, it kind of grows on you as you're drinking the beer, so
right.
It's, you know it's there and it's hoppy, and then it takes a few sips and then you really kind of ease yourself into it and you're like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah,
that's Strata's characteristics.
Right.
But it comes across to me like a spiky flavor that then softens up into just loads of fruit and the right kind of sweat.
Yeah, that's the right kind of sweat.
Yeah,
like
fruity wellies after a shift.
That's not bad.
On the brew floor.
That's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not at all.
So one thing you touched on there that I think is important is Strata playing with other hops. And
yeah.
I think, I mean, there are some hops that just don't play well with others.
Yeah, sure.
They don't like to pair with certain things.
Yeah.
But I've found that Strata like plays with a lot of
it
stuff
does,
very
yeah.
nicely. Like, you've mentioned the Citra Strata combination. What do you think are some other possibilities of things for it to play with? Like
Nelson. Yes. It went did a 50-50 with Nelson on a West Coast style IPA. It's just a straight winner.
Did the Strata's obviously really intense. Was the Nelson able to keep up with it, or did the Strata overpower it?
No, it was like a match made in heaven. They just they each played off each other.
Lovely.
It was really, really good. What else have we shoved it in with? Like everything you can think of.
But I love it with Idaho 7.
Yeah.
I love it with Idaho 7.
Idaho 7, I've found, and it's slightly off topic, but I've found pairs like wonderfully with Simcoe. Simcoe Idaho 7 was another West Coast IPA. So we're doing like a series where we're just pairing up hops.
Right.
So then the second iteration was Nelson Strata, and that was equally as good, if not slightly better. It's funny how pairing them up, it's you get a really different expression.
Right, yeah, and I think that I've had a beer with Strata and Chinook.
Okay.
And the pininess.
Did you just say Chinook?
Chinook.
Or Chinook.
Chinook.
Oh, is it?
Chinook. Yeah, Chinook.
Okay, cool.
I found that whenever Strata was paired with a hop that's like deep in pine and resin, that like the fruitiness of the Strata came out more because it had that backbone of the pine and the resin.
Yeah.
So it made the dankness downplay a little bit.
That's interesting.
And then made the fruit and passion fruit shine
even
brighter.
So it had like a piney bounce board.
Yeah, pretty
springboard.
Much. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So like, so this being the second year you guys have done Strata selection, like I'm very much interested in. So let me back up a little bit.
Is it 3 years that we've used it though?
Yeah, you've used it for 3 years, but the first year you only had like 250 kilos because it was like 6 tons for all of Europe. So. Yeah. So you started using it for crop 19 and then increased the volume for 20, and here we are with selection again. So last year, it felt like most brewers that did selection seemed to go for the biggest, punchiest, most in-your-face lot.
Yeah.
And like, did your approach to selection this year maybe change a little bit because you like knew more about the hop and like what you wanted out of the hop this year? Whereas last year, people just seem to want the most expressive lot.
Yeah, I think I just try and be a bit more patient with the hops and myself now when I'm selecting. So I tend to go through, so we selected from 4 lots today. I'll go through them in order, left to right, and put a rough score down, usually just based off levels of excitement. So just let it bypass my frontal lobe and just write a score down, and then I'll go back and constantly switch between them and then really start to dial in. But yeah, some of them are, so there was one lot that was really punchy today, which we would definitely like to use, but then there's some other lots that are really interesting. There's one that has an aroma that only sort of emerged, like if you really rubbed it and then you stuck your nose right in there and waited, and just at the very tail end of the sniff there was a character that none of the other lots had. So I think for me it's just learning to be a bit more patient and open-minded and not always going for the one that just, you know, smacks you around the face.
Lovely. Well, great. That's pretty much all I have. That's the kind of stuff I wanted to cover.
Okay, cool.
Good. Perfect.
Is that all right?
That was Craig.